Well, with the soaring prices of real estate in Sydney, Melbourne, and to a great extent Brisbane, young Australians, and I'm talking about people aged between 25 and 35, who are absolutely struggling to get together a deposit to live in one of Sydney's or one of Australia's metropolitan cities, where do they go if they want to own a slice of Australia? Or are they destined to rent forever? Now, our real estate expert is Charles Tarby, the owner of Century 21 Australasia South Pacific. Now, Charles has always said it's much better to own than it is to rent. But how does somebody in their mid-20s possibly save for a deposit to buy something in Sydney or Melbourne? Should they be heading to regional Australia? Charles Tarby's on the phone now. Good day, buddy.
Hello, Luke. And you know what? If people listen to that advice a couple of years back, 5 years back, 10 years back, they would be in a magnificent position right now. And I think that's the key. It's hard to get in. It gets harder sometimes, but it's always difficult. It's never easy to get out and save up for a deposit for a home. Young couples generally nowadays will take a little bit longer before they get married, take a little bit longer before they have children, and save their money to try and do this. But it's worthwhile, as difficult as it can be.
But it's unrealistic for a person 25 years of age who might be, if they're lucky, earning somewhere between $70,000 and $80,000 a year, and they've got to earn and save that deposit. So they're living with mum and dad longer. You're quite right. That means they're not getting married and they're not having children. It's having a huge effect on the way we're rebuilding Australia.
Yeah, it is having an incredible effect. A lot of people, we always talk to young couples about this, and the best advice we can give them, especially if they want to get into places like Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, in time to come, that they start. They start somewhere away from, they rent where they want to work, and they buy where they can afford. So they get into the marketplace, and buying and just getting into the marketplace is not the answer. A lot of people say, oh, you've got to get in, you've got to own property. I completely disagree with that, because there are some property areas that you buy that you could sit there for 10 years with no capital gain. So just owning real estate for the sake of it is incorrect. So when people say to you, oh, you've got to get in there, it's the only way, that's not true. But there are areas where they can get into, Luke, that are not fantastic, not where they want to live, not close to work, but it's a start. And I think that's the key. So rent where you want to work and buy where you can afford, where you can see some capital growth and rental return, not just focus on rental return.
21 of Century Fund, Charles Tarby. Did you see that report in the Sydney Morning Herald? It was last October, and they reported that one in five young Sydney-siders would be likely to leave the city for rural beginnings. This is in that Ipsos poll. Some 26% of 18 to 34-year-olds. So if you are going to move to regional Australia, what regional centres around Australia are your favourites, Charles?
Oh, look, there's some great areas, particularly in New South Wales, but even right across the country, there's some fabulous areas, and people are starting to think about it. I mean, I grew up in a small country town. You and I know this place called Crookwell.
Crookwell, it's near Goulburn.
That's my hometown, and I love Crookwell. And Goulburn, we sat there for a while, a population. I remember it being 28,000 all those years ago when I was a kid, and it's gone up and down. And I think now when you look at places like Badgery Creek Airport and getting straight onto the freeway to Goulburn, it's not that far a drive. But places like Goulburn are magnificent. Bathurst, for example, it's going crazy. Prices down the south coast, down Wollongong, Illawarra, down all the way down to Nowra, all the way up the coast, Gosford, you can still buy some reasonably good properties. But even if you have to go out further and you go out to Orange, what a great city that is to live in. From a lifestyle perspective, you've got government departments out there, you've got the wineries, you've got the restaurant industry, the tourism, they're just fantastic. And a lot of young couples would miss what the Sydney or Brisbane or Melbourne lifestyle might be like, but it gives them an opportunity.
Okay, what about Geelong?
A great area. And now, because of the way they've connected the infrastructure from the city of Melbourne down all the way down through to Geelong, all that way down the coast is being developed on the other side of the bay. They're all fantastic regions, and Geelong itself is a wonderful city. But you can even go out further. I mean, you go out to Bendigo, and they are a distance away, but they are wonderful regional areas. I mean, Adelaide, for example. You go into Adelaide, Luke, and you can go south of Adelaide, go all the way down the coast of Adelaide, and you can buy a beautiful home near the ocean in Adelaide for prices you just can't believe in some instances. And so I think a lot of people miss that opportunity. They don't think about it. I talk about Perth, and you go the infrastructure from Perth going north, but more so going south, down to Mandurah, down to Bunbury, all those areas, they are growth areas, and they will continue to be growth areas because people can't buy in this country as easily as they used to be able to. People can't get here now to buy a property. The local or the domestic market, the interest rates are incredibly low. There's just one thing that's making it difficult for home buyers, all home buyers, and that is the lack of property that's on the market.
Okay, what about Queensland? Now, I've got some favourite spots, and you tell me what you think. I'm thinking places like Toowoomba, but also, what about Bundaberg? What about the Mackay and the Whitsundays?
And Townsville.
Townsville. Good morning, Pricey. Sorry, Pricey.
Townsville. Are all significant areas, and they all have a fantastic, strong real estate base where you can get growth. Toowoomba, you mentioned. I mean, to me, Toowoomba's like, I live in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney, and Toowoomba, to me, is a bit like the Blue Mountains west of Brisbane. And again, the agencies that their secretary run office there under Sam Marsden and Jeff, those boys have been there for 30 years, that office, 30 years. And they do so much real estate, so much turnover, and it's just a stunning area to live in. It's a beautiful area to live in.
What about Cairns?
Cairns, again, the only problem with Cairns is that they heavily relied on tourism, of course, and that impacted somewhat on the way the market was, the real estate market, which is very favourable now for buyers, because the overseas market is not that strong. You'll remember how many people were coming into Cairns International Airport buying real estate, yes, all through there and then leaving. Well, they can't come in. They can't get in. There's nothing happening there. So there's great opportunity for people in Australia, and I think that what I would say to young home buyers is get yourself ready, get yourself organised. A lot of the problems have been with banks, and I'm not a bank basher because I think we have magnificent banks in this country that propped us up during the global financial crisis. But get yourself organised. And the banks during the Royal Commission fell backwards in the way in which they lent money to people. They made it incredibly difficult. And the federal government has been trying to work with the banks to ease the purse strings there so that you don't have to tell people whether you have a Netflix account and how many cups of coffee you have and how far away do you live from work and so on, so that they loaded all those into the expenses and made it difficult for people to borrow. It's becoming easier. Get a relationship with a loan broker, step one. Get yourself set up, ready to go. Find out how much you need to save to get into the marketplace. Look at all of the options for first home buyers, whether it's first home buyers grant, whether it's the grant that's just been given for buying new homes, which has changed, it's dropped in the amount, but it's still there. Look at all of those things. Weigh up your options. Don't look at the marketplace in capital cities and go, oh, I can't do it. You can do it. It might take you just a little bit longer, but you need to be ready and you need to be organised. And I think eventually the opportunity to own your own home, which is really important, to live in something that's yours, that you can change, alter, improve, do whatever you want to with it, and get some capital growth in it, tax-free, is probably the best way of ever making any serious money and having a stable lifestyle.
Charles Tarby from Century 21, always good to talk to you, buddy. We'll catch up soon, okay?